Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's middays. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Jamie is out. It is me, Jonathan, and me.
Jonathan.
Yeah. Me, John. How you doing, John Grayson?
Doing well.
Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. Really appreciate it, as always. So you are really excited about this. Rush is going to be touring again, and that might be surprising to some people because their drummer, Neil Peart, How do you say his name? Because some people say
Peart.
It different. Peart. Yeah. Died. I always say Peart, but I know that's wrong. Died a few years ago. And he was kind of, unlike most drummers, actually like the main driving force of that band when it came to songwriting and the lyrics and all that stuff. And also is considered probably
an alien.
Yeah. Top three drummer of all time.
Yeah, and it's funny because the other two on that list would probably be John Bonham and Keith Moon.
Yeah.
And all three of them have in common the fact that nobody else sounds like them, that they are so completely otherworldly in the way that they approach a drum kit that it's hard to imagine, unless it's somebody like in a Rush tribute band. You know what I mean? You don't just get another famous drummer who happens to sound like Neil Peart. Although I did see a Rush tribute band one time, and the dude on the drum kit was, I mean, just out of his mind. He nailed it.
I feel like you have to. If you're going to have a Rush tribute band, you have to have a good drummer, because you could be off on the vocals. You could be off. I mean, it's almost important to be off on the vocals, actually.
Yeah.
You could be off on the vocals and the bass playing and even the guitar work to an extent. But if the drumming sucks, people are going to pick up on that right away.
Yes. And the woman that they tapped is somebody that I had never heard of, and I don't think very many people had outside, you know, hardcore music fans. Her name is Annika Nillis. And there was some video that has been passed around for the last 24 hours ever since they made this announcement that it was going to be her playing drums. And everybody was like, who is she? And the thing about her playing is that a lot of that weird off-time Neil Peart stuff that made him so unique, it's stuff that she's very close to. We've got a clip here that's about 30 seconds worth of a song called Dark Chocolate. And I think if you are a big Rush fan, or if you just, you know a lot about music and things like that, you'll hear some of those similarities between him and her. Quentin, go ahead and roll that. I think Rush is going to be fine.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. This, is I'm going to share something about myself, and I don't like this part of myself. This is a I'm trying to become a better person.
Okay.
Type of admission right now, and it's just low grade, mid boil misogyny. Okay, so just bear with me on this.
Sure.
I am always surprised when girls are good drummers, and I don't know why. Like I feel awful, but when you sent that clip and everything, if you had not told me that was a girl, I'd be like, that guy sounds really good.
Sure.
And then you got it because it's a girl. I'm like, that girl's amazing. Like,
is it because it's of all the instruments you could play, it's the most physical.
It's the most physical. Yeah. Okay. Because you have to hit hard. Yeah. Like, and that, I think is part of it. And also just growing up in the 90s, so many girl bands had guy drummers anyway.
Yes.
Like Hole had a dude drummer, Veruca Salt had a male drummer. It's just, and you very rarely see what Rush is going to do where it's a male band. I mean, it's a three piece, though I think they're adding a keyboard player too. So Geddy Lee won't have to play with his feet anymore.
yeah.
But it's rare that you see like a male lineup and they happen to have a female drummer, unless it's Prince and, you know, Sheena E.
I have a music question.
Yeah.
When I was watching this video, I noticed her cymbals had holes in it.
Uh-huh.
Why would you want holes in your cymbals?
Wind resistance.
you could basically say anything.
Yeah, I know. I know. John, you want to answer that?
I'm not a drummer, so no. I can't give a real good answer to that.
I'm going to go with wind resistance. Yeah. I think it probably creates a less, probably the sound wouldn't be as thick. You'd EQ it better in the mix. On top of that, maybe they don't break as easily because that's a problem with cymbals.
I mean, you get a, you know, very expensive set of equipment and then you're just like, anybody got a plasma cutter around here?
So anyway, that is, I'm again admitting to a very low grade misogyny on my part is I'm kind of like a girl drummer. That's interesting. I didn't know girls could do that.
Here's where I can save you because I can just pick it up myself a little bit and tell you she's not hard to look at.
Oh yeah. She's very attractive.
She's a pretty, pretty girl. So I don't know. I mean, it's funny because there was a time when that meant a lot, you know, that you had to have the stage presence and the look. Although I've seen bumper stickers. A friend of mine has one that says, you know, music was better when ugly people made it, you know, referring to like the Rolling Stones and the Knack and, you know, bands like that. So, you know, for guys, you get kind of the Mick Jagger exception, you know?
You know, what's funny about, and I always think it's funny about Mick Jagger. He was considered a sex symbol, despite the fact that I can't look at him directly.
Yeah.
And,
right.
And Katie is, my wife is the same way where she's just like, what? Why were, because it's so weird looking too, like the way he dances and then the pouting, and it's just off-putting.
On the other hand, right, I mean, you think about the bands that were fronted by women back during the 80s and the 90s, and they were all gorgeous. I mean, Susanna Hoffs from the Bangles.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Have you seen her recently?
Yes.
She's still unbelievable.
Oddly
looking.
Still attractive. I know, it's weird. It's weird. Trying to think of other instances of low grade misogyny, but I don't know that I want to necessarily go down that path. So we'll just move on. But
so you're all into self reflection right now, and I'm just, man, these women are hot.
Yeah,
so,
look at these chicks, bro.
This is the show.
You see the cans on that one? Also, Stevie Nicks is holding it pretty tight lately, bro. You see her? I will say this about the Bangles, one of the best cover bands of all time.
Cover bands.
I mean, Hazy Shade of Winter is
Hazy Shade of Winter. Yeah,
is an absolute bop. Like that is one of the best covers I've ever heard. They're because I love Simon and Garfunkel, but that song, I almost think that they did that song what Hendrix did with All Along the Watchtower, where it's just this kind of cool folk song, and there's a little bit of a beat to it. I mean, they pretty much just did the same song again, but with that 80s production, especially on the drum. I mean, it's just
Well, I mean, Harrison and Got My Mind Set on You, same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the original one of that is very early 60s, just stripped down. And he put all kinds of horns in it and just, you know, bopped it up a little bit.
Yeah. All right, to hell with it. Let's do this. What, the text line, 913-586-7798. Name a cover that's better than the original besides the ones we just named. All Along the Watchtower, obviously, even though I really like the Dylan version. And the reason why I like the Dylan version is because it doesn't sound anything like the Hendrix version.
Right.
So they're so completely different that it's hard to even say, well, you know, it's a better song. Yeah, obviously it's better, but like it's... I don't know. It's apples and oranges at that point.
Well, the one that everybody always points to is Blinded by the Light, but mm-hmm. I'm one of those weirdos. I actually like the Springsteen version.
You like the Springsteen version? Really?
Yes.
I don't like his voice on it.
Yeah, and it's a little 10th Avenue freeze-outy. I get that, but I like the fact that there's more verses in it, you know, and the writing is outstanding. I don't know. I think it has a better feel to it. Although I love the Manfred Mann version. Yeah. And speaking of Manfred Mann, I'll give you another one, the Mighty Quinn.
Quinn, the Eskimo. Yeah, that's a good one. Let's see. Bob Dylan started playing All Along the Watchtower the same way Hendrix did. I mean, yep. He didn't play it. He had to hire somebody who knew how to play guitar to do it. I'm going to go with The Clash, I Fought the Law.
Yes.
Their version of I Fought the Law is so much better than the Johnny Paycheck or whatever, the original one.
I also really, really love their cover of Pressure Drop from Toots and the Maytals. But,
I didn't know that was a cover.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
an old, old reggae song from the late 60s, I think.
Yeah, that is awesome. Istanbul, not Constantinople, but they might be giants.
Definitely.
Here's when you know it's good. You didn't even know it was a cover.
Yes.
That's, I think, where you're shocked to find out it was even a cover. I knew the Bengals' Hazy Shade of Winter was a cover, obviously, but I.
Somebody sent me one the other day that was, of all people, it was Anne Murray covering You Won't See Me by the Beatles. And I will not say that it's better than the original. It's not, but it's very, very good. And it's, again, it's different enough from their version of it that I thought it was, worth
a listen. Let me ask you this. Has anybody covered the Beatles better than the original?
Aerosmith comes close.
No, I disagree.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, Joe Cocker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a little help from my friends. But again, it's so incredibly different. It doesn't sound like the original.
I mean, but telling people you sang a song better than Ringo did. But
the arrangement's better, too. How about this? Hold on. Let me start it over. It's coming. Pearl Jam's version of Last Kiss.
Okay. By J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers.
Because if you hear the original...
It's so 50s.
Yeah. It's like he sounds happy that she's dead. Here, that's the original of that. I'm sorry. I make Quentin crazy when I do this because we can't put this in the podcast. Because it's coming over my computer, right? So it's a problem.
Not when you're in studio.
My baby bee. The Lord took her away from me. Is he like on one of those old-fashioned exercise things where it's like shaking him? You know, one of those giant belt things they had in the 50s?
Right. What was that thing supposed to do? They always show big fat guys using those. Is it supposed to jiggle the fat off of you?
And what was with the big box you would go in and just sweat?
Like, yes.
Was that what they thought exercise was in the 30s? No wonder Babe Ruth was like the height of male athleticism in the 30s while chugging down hot dogs and beer between innings, because to them exercise was getting on one of those things that just jiggled you and then sitting in, as I adjust my shirt because my boobs were showing, and getting in a sweat box. Like that was the big thing. That's
here
how
you go. I'm healthy now.
You're saying this as if we have changed the things that we try and get people to exercise with.
Sorry. What do we exercise with now? What do you mean?
I mean, are you telling me that there are, if TikTok were to pick up that trend, that there was a sweat box you could get in lose weight, that wouldn't take off?
What was I'm not putting this in the show, but I saw this story this morning, shared it in the chat. The new TikTok thing is freezing bread makes it healthier.
Yeah, exactly. See, exactly.
Oh, Lord.
And they didn't, it's a TikTok thing, and they don't really explain it. They have like a bunch of pseudoscience. Well, it gets rid of the riboflavin or something like that. Okay, maybe it does. It's still filled with carbs and calories and all that other stuff. Like, maybe it makes it healthier. And I'm not anti-bread.
I'm not anti-bread. Jonathan Weir stepped out on a limb on the show.
Willing to make some controversial takes, John Grayson. This is what I've done with this show.
I know people love it. That freeze their flour.
Is free.
I mean,
We put bread in the freezer in my house because it stays fresh longer.
Yeah, right. Like garlic bread.
Yeah.
You know, like you make some garlic bread, and I'm not going to eat a whole loaf of garlic bread by myself. That's just sad.
Mm.
So, you know, you cut it into pieces, and the next time that I've got – that I'm making the spaghetti while I'm not breaking my noodles in half, just put another that bad euphemism. Boy in the air fryer, and I got some garlic bread.
Not breaking your noodle in half.
Don't break your noodle in half.
No, that was – this has been a huge –
Yeah. Oh no, it was a huge debate. Yeah,
took a whole hour.
The person who has an Italian last name gets very offended by people breaking spaghetti in half.
I'm aware.
Yep. Yeah. So we freeze bread. Not once did I like do that and go like that's because it's healthier. The reason we do is because that is because I'm cheap and I don't want to have to go out and buy another loaf of bread at Aldi. It's all the way down the street.
Or you know you go and you see the day old bread at the bakery. That's discounted, and you throw that bad boy in the freezer.
I'll be honest with you. I've never seen day-old donuts or bread anywhere, ever, in my entire life. Do I need to, am I going to the wrong places?
Yes.
I need to go to an actual bakery? Sketchy places?
Yeah. Or Panera. Panera does their day-old bread.
Well, it's awesome.
Yeah, there's that place that's just south of the Grandview Triangle. There's an outlet out there for, like, Hostess and
really?
Wonder and all of that. Yeah, so you can go get cheap bread that's about to expire.
Yeah, there's a dog barking in the background.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No,
that's
no,
Glava.
No,
she's
okay.
Going nuts.
Here's how dumb I am. I actually, for a second, went, I wonder which one of us has a dog barking in the background.
Well, you two are both inside the radio station, so I think that would be
obvious. I'm in the studio. Quentin is literally in the studio across from me. You're at home. And I went, does Quentin have a dog in there?
It's like Rick Moranis and Ghostbusters. Okay, who brought the dog?
Oh, my God. All right. Coming up, we are going to be talking about California having a law that bans loud noises. What loud noises are they banning? Well, you'll just have to find out just one more way the nanny state is taking away your right to Billy Mays all over the place. It's next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, it's middays. Jamie is out. for today. She'll be back tomorrow. It's me, Jonathan Weir, and my good buddy, John Grayson, with us. Hey, John.
Hey.
So, California just did something that I think a lot of people would hope that everywhere would do. This maybe should be a federal thing. They just outlawed loud streaming ads.
Yes.
SB 576 will force Netflix, Hulu, Prime, and YouTube and all their streaming buddies to keep ad volume no louder than the show that you're watching. Basically extending the old, the Calm Act.
Yes.
Rule from TV, which was the Billy Mays rule, which, because if you ever remember falling asleep around like 2007 with the TV on, you'd wake up to, God!
Yeah, and it's so bad. I mean, it was so bad on broadcast TV that they had to pass the Calm Act. And because you'd get to the end of a segment and the commercial would come on and blow you off the couch. And now the streamers are doing the same thing. And the thing that's crazy about it is that radio has been on top of this for many, many, many decades. There is a simple piece of equipment, not to get too far into the weeds on this, called a compressor limiter. And all it does is keep the volume even. That's it. So it takes buying one piece of equipment to make sure that all the audio that comes through that main board at the TV station or at the streamer or wherever comes out at the same volume. It's so simple.
Yeah, this is why when I was a board op, you know, used to panic about making sure the levels were right. And actually, at the end of the day, they already corrected
it
that.
It didn't matter because it was going to be corrected when it went out on the air.
Yeah. So this is good, but also let's just talk about the fact that they need to pass a law, and it's only specific to California, which is weird because they don't, unless, I'm assuming a lot of them do, unless they operate in California, it doesn't really affect them, but I think most of those places do.
Yeah.
But the fact that there are even ads on a lot of these things, you're paying to watch Netflix, but you're still getting ads. You're paying to watch Hulu, you're still getting ads. You're paying to watch Prime, still getting ads. Not paying to watch YouTube, though you can get YouTube Premium. And actually, that's the one exception. You pay for YouTube Premium and you don't get ads. So I guess that's the advantage of that. And the fact that it's just, well, they're louder is, you know, annoying. And there wasn't any law there. It was annoying. But the fact that there's ads at all sucks.
Right. Well, one of the things they need to do now, especially for the streamers, is I don't know that this is going to make it to the level of legislation, but can they do something about making sure that inside a program that the music stops completely overwhelming the dialogue? Because that's a huge problem, too. I try to watch some shows, and it's like the music comes out, and I got to turn everything down, and somebody starts talking. I can't hear them.
It's really bad when I watch football. Whether college or the NFL, I have to change the sound settings on my TV because it wasn't the worst thing in the world last night. But if I hadn't changed it last night, I wouldn't have been able to hear the announcers.
Yep.
Granted, there's worse things in the world than not having to hear Joe Buck and Troy Aikman whine about penalties. But it kind of is annoying. I have to change it on my thing because it's like set to like AI Sound Pro, and it's like, AI will figure out what this should sound like, and it always makes it so much louder. The crowd noise is so much louder, and you can't hear the announcers at all.
Which is weird. So somebody needs to, again, have a job. Okay, I know that involves employing people, and we don't like doing that, so that's bad. Mm-hmm. But it should be somebody's job to make sure, like we used to do when we were board hopping, that all of the levels were right.
Levels were right, yeah. So I don't know. What bothers you the most about streaming and digital and stuff? Because this is something that I think about a lot. We live in and work in a heavily regulated form of media that doesn't have to worry about the same things that you have to worry about with digital content, whether that's obscenity and cursing or, I don't know, offending some precious snowflake somewhere that might have the head of the FCC take you off the air. But whatever it is, you have intense regulation in this industry, as well as television broadcasting, that just doesn't exist in the world of digital broadcasting or digital medium. And I don't know where to fall on this, because part of me is jealous or envious of them for having those lack of restrictions. But another part of me goes, there should be some restrictions.
Well, like what? Where would you start?
Well, I think one of the biggest problems with the way we are, one of the biggest problems we have with social media is you can just say whatever the hell you want.
It's Wild West.
I mean, literally, I can't go on Facebook anymore because the AI slop is so heavy on there. With if you're a Chiefs fan, guess what? You're seeing 15 articles in a row about Patrick Mahomes, you know, selling his soul to Satan, or literally, and I'm not even kidding, like Patrick Mahomes caught in satanic ritual was a headline I saw on Facebook last week.
There was one. There was one that came up yesterday or the day before, and it was some political thing. I don't remember exactly what it was, but Danica Patrick, apparently the race car driver, was taking shots at somebody for saying something overtly political, and I wish I could remember what it was. Be a much better story that way. But the point of it is, I saw that and went, okay, there's about a 5% chance that's real. It turned out that it was, but I had to go someplace else to check it because you see that stuff all the time. It's like, Bad Bunny just did a brutal takedown of whoever, you know. And it's like, it never happened. It's all fake.
Yeah, and that's the problem is if anything can be fake, then nothing is real. And if nothing is real, then nothing is real.
Have you guys heard of the dead internet theory?
Yes. The dead internet theory is something that I'm definitely becoming conscious of every time I go on social media. Internet theory is the idea that because it's unregulated and because it's so cheap and easy and apparently effective to make bots to pump up your numbers, to keep things in the algorithm and to get things in front of actual human beings that, you know, whether it's fake likes, fake comments or whatever, that eventually you won't be talking to a real person on the internet anymore. Okay. You won't be able to trust anybody. So even if I was talking to my buddy John Grayson on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, we've all had those moments where we're like, is this really him? Is this really him? Did he post that? Is that comment actually from him? Because I've had my account taken over before, and people have posted stuff as me on Facebook.
I made an AI picture of myself on purpose one time to see if anybody could tell.
Yeah.
And just put it up there and went, hey, what do you think? But yeah, I know what you're saying. It is everywhere and it's so difficult to to be able to, I guess you have to count on the fact that there might be people like me who just don't care if I get likes or views. Yeah. You know, it's like, same. Whatever. I understand they got money in it, but no, I don't need any of that stuff. Whatever content I put out for me.
Right. And anybody who might enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they somebody like does, it, great. If they don't, no problem.
But that's the problem is it'd be so easy to just go to some company and buy bots and buy likes and pump up your numbers. And that's increasingly, it's something we could not do in radio because of the regulations, but also the way our rating systems work, that you can't buy the ratings. Like you get caught doing that, you get in a lot of trouble. You can buy it all the time. You can buy podcast listens. You can buy YouTube views. You can pump up your numbers. That's why I think there's such a just topsoil of mediocrity in the digital sphere when it comes to podcasting and YouTube videos. I cannot believe the amount of people who are successful there. And then you watch their stuff and you're like, why is Theo Von a thing? Like, why is he successful? Why is he? Oh, because some, you know, billionaire decided to invest in him, thought he would be a good mouthpiece for him. And now he, you know, pumped up his numbers and is getting him all sorts of revenue.
Well, the funny thing is, internet theory was originally thought about in 2016.
Really?
That's when it first started to come out. And now we're in 2025. And it's like, I don't even remember like AI really being in terms of what we think of it now, in terms of like internet bots and stuff.
There were definitely bots back then.
Right. But not anything not close to the level to what it is now.
I will say the best thing to do with AI is I like to upload old photos of myself and friends and family and then just put in the prompt, but everything's on fire is the prompt I'll put in. Just to see what happens, and it'll be really satisfying, very funny pictures. There's a picture of me and my former co-host Ayla and Rob Gronkowski because we interviewed him, and I wrote it. But everything's on fire, and literally the video turns into us standing there smiling and taking a picture, and then him taking Ayla and throwing her into the fire and running.
Oh. I need to see that. I need that in my life.
I would like to post that, but the problem is I think people would believe, what did Gronk do to that poor woman?
Right.
I'll send it to you, but I'm not going to post it online. Coming up, we're going to talk about people taking a run for the border. Taco Bell is having a marathon. I know there's a lot of jokes that you can make about Taco Bell giving you diarrhea and the runs and all sorts of stuff like that that we can use here. And we're going to do it coming up on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh my God.
Jonathan Weir, is there a country song about every restaurant?
Well, to be fair, this is AI, so it's easy make that. Yeah, there is. There's an AI song about. Sorry, it's not
Applebee's.
AI. I wish it was AI. Country song about Applebee's. I'm assuming there's a Buffalo Wild ones out there, Wild Wings one out there. I worked in that industry long enough to know that there is. You name it. It's like Rule 34 on the internet.
Yeah.
If you can name it, if it's a brand, it's shown up in a country song at some point. So long as it's something that you can reference and people go, oh, I know that thing. He's singing about Oreos. I love Oreos.
Right. Is that all it is? Is just a cheap way to identify with your audience?
Pretty much.
Or get them to identify with you, I guess.
Well, my heart's as tough as a double stuffed Oreo. There you go. All right. So, speaking of dropping brands into conversation, Taco Bell is going to have an ultra marathon, or the Taco Bell ultra marathon, which involves running 50,000. I can't.
Meters.
Meters. Right. That's how you do it. Right. Meters. I should know things. It's a 50K, and eating at Taco Bell 9 times on the run. So you're running across where? Denver?
Yes.
Yeah. So they run a 50K. They have to stop at least 9 of the 10 Taco Bells along the route and consume food. Here's the thing. I was reading this, and I was like, this isn't that hard. And it made me feel like the biggest gluttonous piece of garbage because I was like, this is, I could do this. I mean, I
no longer can.
The
but,
only the only yeah. part of it I couldn't do, John, would be the running part. I could easily eat all this, though.
Yeah, and the thing about the 50K, they give you 11 hours.
11 hours? Oh, I could do a 50K in, I don't know. I don't even know how long it is, so maybe not. But
well,
I could,
it's, okay, so a regular marathon is 26.2 miles.
Yes.
This is like 5 miles longer than that. A 50K is about 31 miles.
Okay, so 26, I walk 3 miles an hour, that goes into 26, so 7. Okay, yeah, I could do that.
So, yeah, I mean, you don't have to go fast. You don't have to run
eight
fast.
Times,
but
yeah.
There are a couple of other rules that are of interest here. Not only do you have to, they go through, you have to eat at 9 of the 10.
Yeah, but you don't
drinks don't count.
Right, but you don't have to eat something specific. You
well, you do, so by the time you're done with the run, like you don't have to eat something specific at each Taco Bell, but by the end of the, so by the fourth stop, all entrants must have consumed at least one Chalupa Supreme or Crunchwrap Supreme.
I do that every day.
By the eighth stop, all entrants must have consumed at least one Burrito Supreme or one Nachos Bel Grande. And then you got to finish in under 11 hours. No Pepcid or any other antacids are allowed.
I like that.
Which I thought was cool.
I like that.
And rule number 12 is additional rules may be added, amended, or changed to promote the intent of this run, which is to do something completely stupid.
That's lovely. Okay. Let me throw this out there, though. If I have to stop at 4 of the 5, or 9 of the 10, I mean, I only have to eat a Chalupa Supreme or Crunchwrap Supreme by the end of
once.
It.
Once. Right. By
so that
the
means
fourth.
That I could literally just go in and order like the cinnamon twists or like some small nachos and like things that are maybe 100 calories or so.
A little thing of refried beans or whatever.
Yeah. Just like, give me some sour cream. I'll just lick the carafe. I mean, I don't think that this is that hard, and it makes me upset that it's not happening here because I could do this.
Well, that's one of the things that is going to keep me out of this. Not to mention that I'm not running 50K either. But all of them. It's all of the required ones are all supreme, and I hate sour cream.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, we can't be friends.
It's white. It's white food.
That's right. You have a thing with white food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. I need to go back to that. Any white food, mayonnaise.
It's not everything. I do hate mayonnaise.
So
I
what if it's like an aioli with like some like it's more of a yellow. Okay. I'm with you on mayonnaise. Okay. I'm just not with you on sour cream.
That's fine. But like rice. Rice is white. I eat rice. Sure. Okay. But you know. But yeah, most things that are. No, I don't.
Nope. Know. Okay.
Marshmallows. There's another one.
That might be like the most oddly sounding ethnically antagonistic thing I've heard. It's like, I don't eat white food.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
None of them white bread and mayonnaise sandwiches for me.
Which, by the way, that might be actually the whitest food.
There was a show that Martin Mull did back in like 1980 or 81. It was a two-part movie that he did for, I think it was HBO or Showtime, called The History of White People in America.
Yeah.
And it is riotously funny. and they do. I mean, the entire thing, there's these giant tubs of mayonnaise. It's like, it was supposed to be patterned after the Loud family.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be like this thing that PBS did back before I was born, where they had the typical American family. Well, this was the typical white American family. And it was, who was it? It was Mary Kay Place was the mom. And Fred Willard was the dad. It was just, everything was every possible white cliche that you could conceive of.
That's,
it was brilliant.
I was going to throw this out there. It'll make the text line too angry, though. I was like, what is the whitest food? I think you might have nailed it, though, with white bread and mayonnaise. I don't think it gets, you'd have maybe put
fluffer
some
nutter.
Put some bologna in there. Yeah, fluffer nutter is so white it doesn't leave New England. Like that's how the white person that is. just the most, how about just the blandest food? What is the blandest food that people like? You're going to get mad at me, even though I like this, Quentin, but cottage cheese has got to be in there.
Oh, yeah. Oof.
Yeah, I like cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese is delicious. Just don't put any nasty tomatoes on there.
I don't. I put fruit in it. What about, I'm just going to say things Quentin likes. Cottage cheese, pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll be honest. I don't know if I told you guys when we were talking about, you guys as in.
Me and Jamie?
John, yeah.
Yeah.
That I would never have a pumpkin spice soda because of that nasty thing people are doing where they're like, you know, putting all sorts
the dirty
of weird
sodas.
Flavors in
yeah,
their
yeah.
sodas.
Yeah, yeah.
I did go to the festival up in Weston, and I had a pumpkin beer, and it was very good.
A pumpkin beer was good, but not the soda.
But I know, but I didn't try any of the weird soda flavors. Mm. But I told you that I definitely would never try that, but I don't know if I said that about beer. So I may have broken my rule of literally 48 hours later.
Oh. Ah.
Did you ever have the turkey and dressing soda from Jones?
No, I love Jones's soda, but that is not something I ever had. No,
didn't do the Thanksgiving one.
No. Didn't do the thing. That sounds horrifying. Did it have little bits of turkey floating in it, or just tasted like it? No, I don't know which is worse. I think if I'm going to drink something that tastes like turkey, it's weird that the turkey's not there.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Well, yeah, you make a point. Like it would be more like a cold soup or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. Go ahead. What's the blandest food that you could possibly eat? I was going to say, again. Not whitest, because it's not. It's not just people who can't handle spice. There's a lot of other things.
Just ranch, picture a big bowl of corn.
Yeah, just a big. How about a carafe of ranch dressing poured over
a big bowl of corn?
Corn and lettuce, and just a sprig of a carrot. Just to add some seasoning to it. Just to add some seasoning. 913-586-7798. The blandest food that you love. That's next on Midday. It's Middays, me, Jonathan, and me buddy, John Grayson, filling in for Jamie. The next few minutes anyway. So we were talking about Taco Bell, and then the topic of blandest foods came up, and asked you guys to just text in, what is the blandest food that you enjoy eating? And there are a lot of answers. I don't know if these all count as bland, but okay. When I was a kid, we used to eat sugar sandwiches, literally just pouring sugar onto two pieces of bread and then eating that. I don't know if it was bland, but it was definitely poor. That'd be bland. When I was a kid, sometimes we had Kool-Aid and we didn't have sugar, probably because somebody else was using all their sugar for sandwiches.
For sandwiches, of course, yeah.
And so we would just drink Kool-Aid straight without sugar.
Oh.
It wasn't bland. It was tart.
No.
And that is what telling a kid Christmas is canceled tastes like.
I had that yesterday. I stopped off at a gas station yesterday, and unfortunately, we don't have QT up here. And QT has the best zero sugar iced tea of anybody on the fountain, which is great, but they don't have that up here. So I have to get lucky and find an unsweetened but sweet iced tea, you know, because I can't have the sugar. And so I stopped yesterday, couldn't find one at the gas station where I was. So I got this thing because it only had 10 calories in it. It was supposed to be some kind of like electrolyte fruit punch thing. It tasted like what I would think it would taste like if you made fruit punch with salt water. It was disgusting. It was the most hideous thing I've ever had.
I'll be honest with you. When I lived in the Northeast, the thing I missed the most was Quick Trip. I miss just having a consistent gas station that I could go to and just knew, like, no matter what, I could go there, stop in, get, you know, a nice soda and a hot dog and be content. From the text line, bland foods, mashed potatoes with no butter, no gravy.
Oh, that's rough. Yeah.
You were eating beige is what you were eating. You were eating the color beige. That is edible depression. Like that, if you made that into what, instead of one of these, antidepressant commercials where the person's just staring out a window at their family creepily, like, hey, look at them, they're flying kites. instead of that, it was somebody just sitting there shoveling unseasoned, no butter, no gravy,
no mashed
potatoes into their face.
Well, and that's funny because that's what we do, right? We take bland food like oatmeal and make it unbland.
Right.
That's maple sugar.
That's what seasoning's for.
Yeah.
Right. Plain white rice, no jasmine, no basmati, just the sad Uncle Ben's kind.
Well, that's what you have to do with the potatoes, too, is it's instant mashed potatoes.
Right. Oh,
with
nothing
on them.
Yeah, you didn't make those from scratch. Blandest food, saltine crackers. Yeah, pretty much anything your mom would give you when you were faking being sick and you're staying home from school. Like, here you go, some Sprite and some crackers. That's all you're eating today, too.
Jell-O and clear pop.
Oatmeal made with water.
Yeah.
Not milk. I would demand my breakfast apologize to me if I ate that. I would demand an apology from the universe if I was a child and eating oatmeal with water. It's bad enough I'm eating oatmeal.
When I was at summer camp when I was a kid, they made this thing at least once a week because it was one of these sleepover camps. And you want cheap food to give the kids because you don't want to give them expensive stuff. So they made this tuna salad with egg noodles and mayonnaise, and it was awful. It was hideous. But they forced us to eat. They wouldn't let us get away with not eating, so I had to choke some of that stuff down. And it tasted like liquid nothing.
John Grayson, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, always a pleasure, man. Thank you.
No need to skedaddle. Really appreciate it. Coming up, we have Dumb Debates, Dumb Debate Tuesday. This person's problem is it was raining this morning, so they didn't do something very important at the grocery store. Talk about how evil they are. Coming up next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.